normally I don't sort of play this kind of politics with issues, but this is much too important, Donal. This document is on Minister Noonan's desk. The credit unions are lobbying all politicians not for the minister not to sign it, because it restricts credit unions and what they can do. And the context is that yesterday the credit unions released a report for what has been happening this year. And in the first 8 months of this year alone, Donald, there's 10,000 new members in credit unions, and with a 4% increase in savings. The savings in credit unions at the moment are over 11 billion. And if you just look at Donegal, you know, there's 92,000 members of credit unions, 14 credit unions with over 270 million savings. So that's how people in Donegal have invested in their credit unions. And what's on the minister's desk at the moment is a document that would significantly limit what those credit unions can do. And if I can give you just one example, which is very topical at the moment. Credit unions have over 5 billion ready to loan right now. But one of the restrictions that's coming from, and it's coming from the central bank, of course, is that only 10% of their loans can be for more than 10 years. So what that means, that's in any individual credit union, what that means in essence is, if you want a home improvement loan, or if you want maybe a remortgage or even a mortgage or whatever, you really can't go to your credit union for that. It pretty much has to be the banks. And what the credit unions are looking to do at the moment is to have some kind of a collective investment for all the credit unions where this money could go into social housing. They have over 5 billion euro ready to lend, restrictions on lending, and they're saying there's a real need for social housing. We have a crisis in homelessness. We are here with this money to lend. We're asking the minister to allow us to do it, and even if it were to be a government-sponsored initiative or whatever, but that the credit unions would be part of it.
And the fear is
madness not to do it.
And the fear is that giving more control to the central bank, as would be the case under this draft legislation, which is on the desk, would effectively curtail the credit unions even more. Should there be a completely different regulatory system for the credit unions to recognise their uniqueness and allow them reach that potential you refer to?
You've put your finger on it. What we need is an independent credit union regulator outside the central bank. The credit union regulator at the moment is inside the central bank. You know, a banking mindset, which is fine for banks, but credit unions are different. You remember all of these awful scare stories, Donald, that we heard about all of these credit unions were going to come crashing down, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, three of them ran into trouble, but, you know, the rest of them didn't. And as I said, you look at their figures and you see, you know, the improvements even in the last 8 months. This money that's there to lend, they're very solid liquidity ratios, much, much better than any of our banks. So they are on a solid footing. And yes, we do want proper regulation. We don't want anything to happen to the credit unions. But remember, it was the banks that collapsed. The impact from that did hit some credit unions, but they've dealt with it, they've well moved on, but we have the micromanagement from the central bank using a sledgehammer to crack a nut, not understanding the not-for-profit, community-owned ethos of the credit unions